This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Bleethro, B-L-E-T-H-R-O-W, first name, Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A, date of birth, February 14, 1970, date of evaluation, November 13, 2025, referring physician, Dr. Saqib Hassan, the chief complaint, 55-year-old Hispanic female who is seen preoperatively. The HBI, the patient as noted is a 55-year-old female who reports that she was pushing a gurney in the PACU along with a nurse anesthetist when she injured her knee, period. The patient reports that she had to maneuver from the rear of the gurney while the nurse anesthetist maneuvered the front of the gurney, period. She had subsequently noted the injury the next morning. She stated that she woke up the next day unable to move, period. She then underwent a conservative course of treatment for approximately 6 months, period. However, she has had ongoing back pain described as achy and rated 5/10, period. At worst, it is 8/10. It is worsened with movement and positions, period. It is worsened with activity, period. She has associated numbness and tingling, period. Pain radiates bilaterally to the lower hips, period. She reports rare palpitations, but no chest pain, period. Her past medical history, one, hypercholesterolemia, next number, recurrent meningitis, next number, sleep apnea, next number, lymphocytic colitis, next number, plantar fasciitis, next number, rash / dermatitis, next number, possible Behçet syndrome, period. The past surgical history, C-section, next number, tonsillectomy, next number, tubal ligation, medications, topiramate, 150 milligrams 1 BID, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams 1 daily, afamodafinil, ARMODAFANIL, 250 milligrams 1 daily, bupropion, 100 milligrams 1 TID, triamcinolone cream, PRN, Celebrex, 200 milligrams 1 daily, melatonin PRN, allergies. She is intolerant of NSAIDs, although she was able to take Celebrex. The family history, unremarkable. Social history, she denies cigarettes or drug use. She notes the rare alcohol use, period. Review of systems, general/constitutional, unremarkable. Skin, she has itching and rash. Eyes, she has impaired vision and wears glasses. Cardiac, she has palpitation. Gastrointestinal, she has dark urine. Genitourinary, she has decreased stream and history of urinary infection. Musculoskeletal, as per HPI. Neurologic, she has headaches. Psychiatric, she has depression and uses medications the same. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 100/57, pulse 82, respiratory rate 16, height 67 inches, weight 138.4 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Lumbar spine reveals tenderness in the paraspinal region, period. The sensory exam reveals decreased sensation on the lower extremities, period. Data review, x-rays of the pelvic dated 9/10/2024 reveals mild degenerative changes. There is preservation of lumbar lordosis. There is mild spondylolisthesis at L3-4 measuring 2 millimeters. There is no evidence of scoliosis. There is no fracture. Lumbar MRI, dated 5/7/24. There is L5-S1 central disc herniation causing bilateral moderate lateral recess stenosis. There is also moderate facet joint arthrosis with hypertrophy at L5-S1. The impression, this is a 55-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury, period. She has had low back pain. Next number of the specified spondylopathies of the lumbar region, spinal stenosis, lumbar region with neurogenic claudication. She has L5-S1 disc herniation and bilateral lumbar reticulopathy, right greater than left, period. Patient is now felt to require surgery, period. ECG reveals a low limb voltage with a rate of 72 beats per minute, but is otherwise unremarkable. She has history of hypercholesterolemia, sleep apnea, lymphocytic colitis, and possible Behçet syndrome, period. Patient is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for her right L5-S1 endoscopic laminectomy bilateral medial vasectomy for diagnosis M48.062, period. Dr. Rowan Ferguson, ending patient. Thank you.